Banner. Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All righty. Okay, we're on fire tonight, yeah. And I certainly am beginning to feel the heat in the kitchen, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'll tell you, I went to the website today of the Anti-Defamation League of Bernie Britt, and boy, I see the usual issues, and all I see is anti-Semitism wherever you look, behind every bush. And I don't mean George Bush necessarily, but he could be included. Behind every tree, behind every closet door, under every ceiling tile, there is an anti-Semite. So says Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League. Now, that makes you suspicious right off the bat. And you know, when your senses tell you something along these lines, you pretty much can count on them being right. And sure enough, we, of course, received the email from TedPikeTruthTellers.org just today or yesterday, I believe, in which Ted Pike says, yes, I have been attacked finally by the ADL as an anti-Semite. And here on the lines, once again, is Ted Pike. Hello, Ted Pike.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, join the club. Join the club, Ted Pike. Your face is up on a wanted poster now, and we see you on the ADL Wall of Infamy.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
my.
It's certainly a badge of honor, isn't it, Rick?
It is, yes. And I'm kind of disappointed. I wasn't mentioned in this massive report, but I see John Stadtmiller was mentioned, the head of RBN, and other hosts and other people have come under fire as being part of this conspiracy of anti-Semites from all over the world.
Yes.
And you tell us now, before we take the first break, were you surprised in any way when you saw this, Ted?
Well, actually, I've been waiting for about 18 or 19 years for it to happen, Rick. Actually, back in 1990, the ADL at their New York annual conference, as I remember, considered me one of the two worst enemies on the horizon, Ted Pike and Tom Metzger.
Oh, my.
And that was, I had been attacked by ADL on the local level here in Portland, Oregon, and so on. And they had actually, one of your talk show hosts there on RBN, Mark Dankoff, remembers how back mm-hmm. in, I believe it was 1988,
yeah.
He was actually invited to some kind of a dinner or banquet or something of the ADL in Seattle, and they wanted him as a religious leader in that area to be aware that Ted Pike was a tremendous concern to them.
Uh-huh.
But really, the ADL has been giving me the silent treatment ever since about 1990, as I have been probing into the threat of their so-called anti-hate legislation, not only on the federal level but on the state level. And I wasn't able to do too much back then to oppose effectively oppose the establishment of 45 hate crimes laws in the states. But ever since around the turn of the century, I have been battling against the federal hate law, and ADL has been really very silent. Now, this 11-page attack on me seems to be a kind of a compilation of articles going back to 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they seemed to write these articles and then not have the nerve to publish them,
right.
So they cached them. But most of these are from the last year. They finally got all of their ducks in a row.
They finally caught up, huh? They caught up with you, Ted Pike. All right. Very good. We'll be back after the break. Plenty of time to talk. 3 minutes from now with Ted Pike, the national director of the Oregon-based National Prayer Network and TruthTellers.org. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
And Ted Pike, we're told, is the national director of the National Prayer Network and, according to the ADL, has for years engaged in an anti-Semitic campaign that denigrates the Jewish religion as well as what he perceives as Jewish-controlled organizations and leaders. And through a series of web-based articles, internet radio interviews, videotapes, and books, he constantly claims Jewish control over the government and media and asserts Jewish hatred for Christians and the alleged desire of the evil Jewish leaders and organizations to control what Christian Americans do and say. Now, that's a preposterous thing, Ted. I'm surprised at you. Where would you get such ideas?
Well, it kind of reminds me, Shakespeare said, "Methinks thou dost protest too much." And they're exaggerating, they're building this up to create a bogey, a straw man out of Ted Pike that really doesn't exist.
The truth of the matter is that what I believe is
nothing different than Jesus believed, the Old Testament believed, prophets of the Old Testament, that when Jews misbehave, I have a moral obligation to criticize them. Not maybe mildly, not maybe infrequently, but I have a right to go after them vehemently, like John the Baptist did. I have a right to frequently call their sins to remembrance, like Jeremiah did. And that's light years away from classical vulgar anti-Semitism. The anti-Semitism of Hitler basically believed that the Jews were racially inferior, degenerate, corruptive, subversive, and so on. And
they believe that they're superior, these Jewish organizers.
Yeah, well, whether they're inferior or superior, they're genetically altered by the misfits of evolution, according to racist ideology. And I don't believe that. I believe that the mess that they have gotten themselves into and are getting the whole world into in the Middle East and through control of the media and so on is a result of basically free will moral decisions, primarily going back 2,000 years ago when the Jewish nation cried out, his blood be upon us and upon our children. They followed the Pharisees. The Pharisees became the evil leaders of Judaism through their Talmud and Kabbalah. They charted a course toward racial separatism and hatred of Christ and suspicion of the Gentiles and so on, and also for ultimate world dominion under their Antichrist or Messiah, who would take the place of Jesus Christ, loving and compassionate lover of Israel, whom they crucified 2,000 years ago. So it's a tremendous tale of a group of people going tragically wrong. And the place of the spokesman for truth and of God in this world, regardless of what age he's in, is to call their sins to remembrance, not out of spite, but in the hopes that they will repent. And Jesus said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered thee as a hen gathers her chicks, but ye would not." And I've made it very clear in all of my teaching, by whatever venue I've sent it out, that God still has a wonderful plan for a Jewish remnant. He will gather them as a hen gathers his chicks someday, but they're going to go through a great tribulation before that happens. And meanwhile, my whole message is tempered by love. It's tempered by evangelism. And really, I can't find any really significant difference from me between the Old Testament prophets.
Well, people can agree or disagree theologically with what you say, but they can't help but look at what they see in this article on the ADL site and what they say about not only you, but the tar brushing, the broad brush approach they use is exactly what they've accused, all of the people who have opposed communism, for instance, McCarthyism. They charge, that you can't make these broad-based accusations and these charges against people and attribute to them statements they haven't made. And yet that's exactly what they seem to have done here.
Yeah.
And they even take, poor guy like Eustace Mullins, who, to the best of my knowledge, has never said anything negative or said anything specifically geared toward Jews. He's always talked about Zionism, and he's always talked about the Jewish elite bankers and so forth, but never made it a generic attack. And yet they have singled men like him out and tried to make him out to be some terrible anti-Semite and terrible beast. And we all know that he's one of the sweetest guys that has ever appeared on my program.
Yes.
So I'm saying, this is really slander. This is really libel. And
well,
here they are going after Hashem Talawi here on our network and making statements that are false about him.
Yeah. Well, what they're trying to do in this this 11-page smear against me at ADL.org is they're trying to give the impression that I have all kinds of shady affiliations.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes, guilt by association.
Anti-Semitic groups, racialist groups, white supremacist groups, neo-Nazi groups, and so on. And the way they're arriving at this conclusion that I have affiliations is that if I ever talk to one of these people, if I ever influence them in any way, if they ever watch one of my videos, distribute one of my videos, post one of my uncopyrighted e-alerts on their websites or whatever, suddenly I have become affiliated with them. And I point out in my rebuttal article, which is posted at truthtellers.org, that Jesus, that the ancestors, the spiritual and even the physical ancestors of the ADL were the ancient Pharisees. And they came very cynically, very derisively, and they said to the disciples, your master eats with publicans and sinners. And Jesus conspicuously made a point of talking to even the social outcasts, the adulteresses or the Samaritans, the lepers, and even the Pharisees. He would talk to anybody, and that's very inspiring to me, because I have a policy in giving interviews of pretty much saying yes to pretty much anybody who wants me to go on.
And then they go on, and they talk about your video you produced in 87, The Other Israel, a professionally made anti-Semitic video, which has nothing to do with anti-Semitism, but it deals with what Israel itself has done, the war crimes and so forth. And here they make the connection that because Louisiana white supremacist, as they put it, James K. Warner, and the Institute for Historical Review, a Holocaust-denying organization, offered your videotape, that somehow indicts you.
Yeah,
make any sense.
Yeah. Anyway, when Jesus talked to people, he didn't become affiliated to them by talking to them. And I don't become affiliated with a talk show host by being on his program and talking to him any more than the thousands of people that we're talking to over the airwaves. Mm-hmm. I don't become affiliated with them. Mm-hmm. I become affiliated when I make some kind of agreement to be involved in their organization. Now it's true that back in 2001, Willis Carto of the what was then, I believe, the Spotlight, called me. And he said, Ted, could you write some articles for us about hate crimes legislation? So I wrote about six articles, and only several of them were published, and that kind of petered out. But he said, why don't you call yourself our Western correspondent? So that was the little non-diplome that came under my name there for several articles. Mm-hmm. But that was just a very, very brief interlude there. I was never affiliated with American Free Press before that or after that. And yet they describe me, present tense, as being involved with anti-Semites and white supremacists and so on to American Free Press this very moment. Now, that is just plain false. I mean, that is libelous. Mm-hmm. I'm not implying that I in any way consider American Free Press to be an organization which I would be embarrassed to be around. But the fact is they are representing me as being formally affiliated as a Western correspondent or something like
that. That's not sloppy research on their part, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's deliberate, is what you're saying.
Well, they're really, really having to scrape the bottom of the barrel in order to get anything on me. And I do include three quotations which they have presented, which might be a little bit problematical to some people. I explain, I give very, very clear, cogent explanations exactly what I meant in these, and once you hear what I have to say in the context of those broadcasts or those chapters out of my book or whatever, it's very clear that there's not the slightest particle of real hatred against the Jewish people. The final quote they give there is from my book, where I have one of the last chapters in my book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma, is called A Heart Transplant for Israel. And in this chapter, I talk about how I believe, and I quote massive, powerful scripture to uphold this. God has a wonderful plan for a Jewish remnant someday to be revealed, and this will be the most astonishing outpouring of His grace and His mercy and compassion since the atonement of Christ itself, at least 2,000 years earlier. And yet ADL goes into this very tender and compassionate chapter of mine and tries to lift out a couple of sentences to try to indicate that I am I have a twisted mind against the Jews.
They can't really say that based on what you have said. No question about that at all.
Yeah.
And I find that to be typical of the ADL. So your response that you have published on your website, of course, people can read it if they wish to see it on thetruthtellers.org, right?
That's where it's at.
And there's a lot there. So listen, we'll take some calls when we come back for Ted Pike on the ADL's Hall of Shame, as it were, and their latest entry. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, and the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
All righty, we are back now with Ted Pike, and as you've been listening, of course, the ADL has caught up with Ted. They now say that he is certainly one of the leading luminaries of anti-Semitism in the internet world and talk radio and so forth. And, you know, I went to the ADL site, and then I see these ridiculous, I mean, Ted, you're in amazing company. Ridiculous accusations. This is a brand new feature now on the ADL's website. Ann Coulter's anti-Semitic remark condemned.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. She talks about Jews are to be completed Jews, and Christians want completed Judaism, to speak. And now she's committed unpardonable sin. And then we have the Italian minister denouncing anti-Semitism. We have nooses all over the Columbia campus now, white racism, national Nazi imagery everywhere. They're even attacking, you know, know, Jim Lehrer, and they're attacking the NewsHour and the series on religion and, yeah, and Jewish supremacy and scapegoating of Jews by Abraham Foxman, who says it's everywhere now. It's in the Philadelphia Inquirer, mm-hmm, article that he wrote. And they're coming from everywhere. They're coming now from Mars to attack us. And,
yeah,
and I mean, you talk about, really, you talk about paranoia.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think this guy, really, and, you know, many, many Jews are also now really embarrassed by him. He's,
yeah,
really gone off the deep end.
Uh-huh. Well, as you're probably aware, only a few weeks ago with the Mearsheimer and Walt thesis coming into the bookstores, there was quite a divergence of opinion. Mm-hmm. Among the movers and shakers of Judaism,
right,
as to how to respond to that.
Yes.
And there were some strong voices saying, well, the Jewish community should give it the silent treatment, mm-hmm, rather than blowing it up into a Mel Gibson type of thing, mm-hmm, you know. And Gabe Foxman seems to have disagreed very, very powerfully,
yes,
with these voices of moderation. And he says, we've got to go after anti-Semitism really, really strongly now. And what I think is a real danger is he's going to go too far.
He's already gone that far.
If you cry wolf, wolf every day of the week,
mm-hmm,
pretty soon that it wears pretty thin, doesn't it?
Yes.
And if you say anti-Semitic in the same way, the term begins to lose its potency to alienate people.
Well, that's the
from,
ironic part of
yeah,
what he's doing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, he's... they're including former President Jimmy Carter and Mearsheimer and Walt, right along with me, basically, as purveyors of anti-Semitic ideas. And the ADL repeatedly calls Mearsheimer and Walt anti-Semitic, and their book is an anti-Semitic screed, as he, mm-hmm, as he describes it, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think he is kind of going berserk. I understand, I didn't actually listen to it, but one of my aides told me that Mearsheimer and Foxman's debate on the McNeil-Lehrer Hour is posted, mm-hmm, at ADL.org, and anybody can tell that Mearsheimer just trounces Foxman. And
yeah,
for Foxman to put that up to his own disadvantage,
yes,
begins to, you wonder if he thinks that he can out-talk, or he's overconfident to such a degree that he can begin to take foolish chances. Now, the fact of the matter is that the point of view of evil Jewish activism only prevails by the most careful manipulation,
mm,
of circumstances and words on their part.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get this as reckless as Foxman seems to be getting, then I would think that the whole Zionist community would be beginning to wonder if a new director of the ADL would be in order.
Well, it's a long time in coming, but, you know, I'm not, put it this way, I'm not losing any sleep over their infighting. Shall we say I'm sitting on the sidelines and rather enjoying it.
Well, the question is, who would follow in his steps? Alan Dershowitz?
Well, I mean, he would be a good target, too.
Maybe
we can have Bibi Netanyahu take over. After all, he's a dual citizen and
yeah,
a dual loyalist. Or Chertoff, maybe he could resign and become chair of the ADL.
Yeah.
You know, it would be very good. Let's do this. We're so close to the break. I hate to begin a call, but we have a caller or two that might want to just chime in and raise a question or ask a question of you or make a comment on what this latest episode has taken place with the ADL and Ted Pike. So let me just give the number out now. Ted is with us for the hour. Got a question or comment pertaining to this issue and what do you think of the ADL's attack? Let's take calls on that, okay? At 800-313-9443, and that's all the number you need to do that. And let me just make a program note in the few seconds that I have that Monday night we do have scheduled Dr. Alan Keyes on the program, and certainly we thank some of the people that have been involved in planning that, including Mr. Klingenschmidt, Chaplain Klingenschmidt, who's certainly representing his campaign. So Alan Keyes will be on, and we will have other programs and guests throughout the week that I think you will find to be very, very interesting. So spread the word and support republicbroadcasting.org. Get online and click on your donations, click on the store that we have, the RBN store, and support Republic, because as you can see, it's so vital to have this voice. All right, I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with Ted Pike and your calls just ahead in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves!
And here we are back again with Ted Pike, and we have a few callers, Ted, and let's go to the phones. First, we have Ed in Pennsylvania for you. Hello, Ed.
Good evening. I hope everybody is well.
Yes, I hope so, too. Thank you.
Okay, as far as the ADL goes, I really don't believe people hate Jews because they're Jews. I think they hate what they do. And then I have a little bit of criticism for you, Mr. Adams.
All right.
I wish you'd stop saying that you're a Hitlerite. Hitler was more popular than George Bush is with the German people, mm-hmm. or George Bush is with the American people.
Mm-hmm.
I think you probably, and I understand your satire, really, and it is satire. if we want to make fun of these people, let's say you're a Stalinite or a Trotskyite. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm not sure what you're saying, but you say that I've said I'm a Hitler.
Hitler didn't kill anybody compared
right.
to what Stalin did or
right.
or Mao Zedong, for example.
Yeah.
And Hitler's been given a bad... Don't get me wrong. I mean, I guess I don't view him as a really bad person.
Mm-hmm.
He did what he had to do to pull Germany out of the doldrums.
Well, I mean, you had Winston Churchill praising him in the 30s.
Right, correct.
And then, of course, turning around, and the media never quote that. They never quote what he said about Hitler when he was in charge of Germany in the 30s after the massive depression that was foisted upon them.
Nobody ever does.
No.
But you understand what I'm saying. And I understand your satire, and I guess
yep.
that's fine, too. But you're
yep.
not really a Hitlerite or whatever.
Right.
But the really bad guy... As far as I can see, Stalin was a Jew, from what I understand.
Well, partially, but not completely.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was 50%, and not really Jewish, but
so
he was actually Kazar.
So what was the point? Let's get to the point, Ed, only
point
because
is,
of time here.
I agree with everything that you say, that I've heard you say. I can't say I disagree with anything. You've got a good program.
Okay.
Stalinite, I think, is instead of saying Gestapo, say KGB.
Right, I understand, yeah.
That's all I have to say.
All right, do you have anything to say to Ted Pike?
Sir, you're doing a tremendous job, and I appreciate you very much. And I have, I hope you understand why I said that, what I just said. Mr. Pike's doing a great job, and...
Yes.
I don't know what we're going to do with the ADL. I mean, I don't think that they're beyond help.
Well, I think the ADL is doing a job on itself, though. I just feel they're really their own worst enemy.
And I hope that your program and the other Republic broadcast programs are growing, and let's all stand behind Ron Paul. And thank you all very much for everything that you're doing. I appreciate it much. Thank you.
All right, Ed. Thank you for calling. Very good. I appreciate your courage in calling. And Ted, I'm sure you appreciate his call as well.
Sure.
All right. Let me move along now to the next caller, and that is Bill in Idaho now is on the air with us. Hello, Bill.
Even more so honored and humbled to be on the air with such luminaries. Pastor Pike doing the work that he does on a regular basis for the Republic, and you obviously every night and every day. I just mentioned that, they even claim parts of the Southwest for themselves in blindness. The Apostle Paul lamented over Israel's blindness, and that comes down to, he understood that it was, God working out a great purpose for all mankind. And, it's just sad. It's truly sad that the rest were blinded, like in Romans 11:7, and Paul quoted the scripture chapter and verse to mm-hmm. prove the blindness was part of God's plan. So, we hear, this constant Jew. I wish sometime, Mr. Adams, you could do programs on the criminal element within the culture, the Ashkenazi-Khazarian connections by history,
mm-hmm.
and my request to Pastor Pike, since he's doing such yeoman work and constantly on the air, I'd try to draw attention to a situation going on with Eric Schein. He's been a guest of Mr. Herzog as well as
mm-hmm.
Giuliani in regard to being... charged and run through the mill as a civilian through military courts. He's an absolutely brilliant Marine deck officer, and I was hoping that possibly in his interviews with people throughout the Republic that he would draw attention of Eric Schein's extreme danger. Within the next 2 weeks, he goes back in again, and we need to have Elijah Cummings, who is the congressional representative on judicial order bombarded with calls to get Eric Schein before congressional hearings and actually have this hashed out in public. As a civilian, he's being tried in a military court, which is patently unconstitutional and criminal. But considering yes. what Paul said, that, you know, it would be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block, obviously, as you've observed and your guest has observed, they're running right into that pit. And we'd ask everybody to pray for the Republic. And thanks so much, gentlemen. I'll go on and let Henry get on. I'll talk to you. Bless you.
Well, Henry's not on, but thank you very much. Okay, he is now? All right. Well, let me just say this. Ted, if you have any response, you may respond. But based on what, you know, what Bill has said and others, it seems like you may be set up here, and all of us, by the attack on you by Foxman, in that this may be a precursor to the passage of the hate crimes
yes.
bill,
yes,
in that by mentioning you as an anti-Semite now and the association with terrorism, domestic terrorists, is this like a psychological conditioning,
yes.
you think? He's,
yes,
huh?
it is.
You think so? Yeah.
There's no doubt about it that with the very, very increased prospects of passage of a federal hate crimes bill, it become law of the land for the United States of America. Mm-hmm. ADL is panting to get in there as the, if you will, the Gestapo of hate crimes enforcement for America.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like in Canada, they dictate B'nai B'rith, the Canadian
right.
Jewish Congress, they dictate the whole program for Ottawa in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want to do is to begin to not ignore me anymore, but to hold me up
mm-hmm.
to public contempt.
Right,
and
right.
Gradually get people used to me being a vilified as an anti-Semitic hater, a man of faith, and yet someone deeply infected with bigotry and hatred against God's chosen people.
Sort of like a tar baby, then.
Yeah. They're wanting to almost begin to groom me for that position.
Yeah,
so that,
I can see that. I can see that now.
They can pick off the leaders. And it's no accident that they do mention quite a list of leaders, especially talk show hosts like John Stadtmiller and Jeff Rentz and so on, because
mm-hmm.
they're wanting to get people used to these names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have quite a list there in the margin of the on the internet of white supremacists and neo-Nazis and so on. And most of these people are no real threat to ADL. They're fanatics, they're wild, they're racistic and so on, but they provide a context so that they can put Ted Pike in the middle of this string of names
mm-hmm.
like Metzger and the rest of them.
Right,
and,
right.
And then by guilt, by association, you see, I will be stereotyped
mm-hmm.
as being of their ilk, you see.
Right,
and
that's, that comes across to me very clearly.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's part of a strategy,
yeah.
And you may be aware that just this week there was an announcement from the Daily Mail, the British online newspaper. That the government of Britain now, and of course the ADL is solidly behind this, they are wanting to make it a hate crime punishable by 7 years in prison for anyone who helps create a climate that is critical of homosexuality.
That's all? Seven?
Wow. Yeah, and it's 5 years for rape, but 7 years for criticizing homosexuality.
I thought it would be a life sentence now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
so
there
the noose is tightening, and ADL is kind of taking a chance here to become almost hysterical. As you say, this is what they accused the John Birch Society of doing in the early 60s.
Yeah, they had the
there was a communist behind every Bush.
Yeah, Yeah, they had the book The Radical Right. I remember going to the library and seeing this book. What is The Radical Right? I said, I started reading it, and I see it was authored by the ADL. And I said, well, they're making a bunch of charges that really and truly are ironic, because here they are talking about McCarthyism and guilt by association, and yet that's exactly what they've done.
Exactly.
It's just amazing. But they think the American people are so dumb, and they think that they can use the media to their advantage, which they own, apparently, so that they don't have to worry about people knowing the difference and knowing who's good and who's bad, who's wearing the white hats and who's wearing the black, you see. They're very clever and cunning, you see.
Yeah. Well, there's an acceleration. There's no doubt about it. They seem to be rushing forward now to kind of wrap things together and pull things together. And I mentioned in my e-alert that they are basically wanting to establish an international hate crimes bureaucracy uniting America, Canada, Australia, Europe, and then be administered internationally from Jerusalem.
That's the key.
That's exactly what Jesus prophesied.
That's what he said.
Years ago.
Let's take a quick call here from Joe Church. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick. Hi,
not
Dad.
Not too much time, but go ahead, Joe.
All right, I'll try to get it in quick.
Sure.
As the Kenites and their New World Order is being destroyed right before their eyes, they will lash out at the fanners. I pulled from Jeremiah 51:2, or at the ships of Chittim. I'm pulling from Daniel chapter 11:30. Chittim means the bruises, and you know those bruises. And Jerusalem will be the capital of the one world global system, but of course, in Jeremiah chapter 51. Is a beautiful exposition of the destroying of the Babylon of the end times. Mm. That global Babylon. If anybody gets a chance, go through that chapter again just to refresh yourselves. And it's like reading tomorrow's newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
If I can read a few verses and I'll be done, guys.
Surely.
Jeremiah chapter 51:2. Now, Jeremiah prophesied to Judah. These are to the Judahites. The house of Judah. I will send unto Babylon fanners that will fan her and shall empty her land, for the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. And I'm going to swing over to verse 16. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightning with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. 160-pound hailstones are pretty heavy, Revelation. Verse 19, the portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance, the Lord of hosts is his name. 20, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. Mm-hmm. With thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms.
Yes.
Yeah, kingdoms of the one world global system of the end times.
Mm-hmm.
You know who the battle axe is?
Mm-hmm.
The 144, I believe, are almost sealed.
Mm-hmm.
144,000,
mm-hmm.
12,000 of each tribe. Now the four winds can blow all at the same time. Boy, that's quite a voyeur.
Yep.
Okay, verse 25, two more verses. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, nation, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out my hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. Verse 44, and I will punish Bel in Babylon. Babylon means confusion of the world. And I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up. And the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. See, all the nations of the world are flowing unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. You know those walls?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'll let it stay at that, gentlemen. The Father's word speaks for itself.
Amen.
Those that are wise in the end times, jump on board. Come on in, the water's fine.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, and I appreciate that call, Joe. All right, and I guess I should have asked Joe if he thinks that Ted now should wear this badge of honor proudly before the world, this attack on him. It means that you have been doing some good work there, Ted, and obviously we should definitely see that for what it is, a badge of honor for you, that you have worked so diligently to bring people the information they need about these bills, the hate crimes bill. And you know, it's sad when you see people who say they are Christians having ignored your plea in the last round of calls that we made. And I know that hurts. It hurts, but you will definitely address that issue in the coming days again, right?
Well, actually, Rick, we've been making a little half-hour extemporaneous video here for the last day, and I'm going to be putting that on Google next week. It
All
explains
right.
exactly how I believe the new right leaders, both in the Senate and the religious right leaders, colluded together
right.
to allow the hate bill to be passed.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'll be sending out an e-alert, I think, on that, announcing that video probably Monday.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. All right. Now, we have a quick break, and we have just a few calls. I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple when we come back for Ted Pike. So I'm just going to ask you to try to keep your comments brief and to the point, and we'll take our callers when we return to the program. And Ted Pike, as we said, you can just, those of you who are new listeners, can find out what this is all about by going to the website, www.truthtellers.org, and you'll read all about it, as they say. And you can go to the ADL's website, ADL, and find out what they're really all about now, ladies and gentlemen. We've been warning you for a long time. Okay, I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall be right back in the final lap of the program. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. on-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Haven't you got any respect for this town? I just lost it.
All right. Hey, we don't have much time, but let's take a couple of quick calls for Ted Pike. First, we have Henry. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, Mr. Pike, two things I want to ask you. Have you ever heard of a publication called the Political Science Quarterly? I just want to know what would somebody get from that if they did subscribe to it. Well, if not, I'll just move on. Have you heard of it?
Ted? Are you there, Ted?
Well, it's Political Science Quarterly. The honorary members are David Rockefeller, George P. Schultz, Sandra Day O'Connor, Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, Brzezinski, and Madeleine Albright.
Yeah.
You know, and I quote all different, you know, people from different universities.
Any comment, Ted?
Well, I certainly am not familiar with that that magazine, but I can tell by the constituents of it pretty much what the thinking would be.
All right, next question.
Okay. All right, yeah. You mentioned that ADL is now accusing you of being buddies with Tom Metzger, or what are they saying, you actually met with him? Because, you know, what I'm saying is it's really stupid because, what's her name, Goldenberg, what is that actress, or whatever, with the dreadlocks, she had a talk show.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg, right. She had Metzger on her show. Phil Donahue had him on his show. So what I'm saying is that because somebody, I'm not saying you even met him at all, but that's what I'm saying. There have been people on TV that have met, had a show with them, and yet they're not screaming and saying that they're gung-ho with Metzger and neo-Nazi and all
Wait
that.
Wait a minute. Now, don't give Foxman any ideas now, Henry.
The other thing is this. He mentioned something else, too. I'll say this and I'll go. He said that Metzger and them, some of them are fanatics, but they don't, actually do anything. That's the point I was going to bring out. The stuff that you do when these guys are trying to take away the Constitution or trying to really do some havoc through the Congress, that's the funniest thing. I don't hear Metzger and his white Aryan resistance or even the National Alliance. I'm not affiliated with them either, but I'm just saying you come across them on the show.
You don't hear them what?
They don't seem to do anything to get the people to do anything about the serious things that are going on.
Right.
Where at least you do. At least I haven't heard. I'm not saying Metzger doesn't, but he doesn't seem to.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Henry.
All right,
thanks for the
Bye.
Contribution. We have one final call we'll take. And who is that again now? Mike? Is it Mike in Kentucky? All right,
yeah.
Mike, briefly. Hi, you're on with Ted Pike.
Well, it seems like they're turning up the heat on a lot of things. That case in Florida, every news report I read or saw about it, they kept emphasizing white jury, white jury, white jury ruled that the guards were innocent in beating up the black kid from the boot camp. Mm-hmm. And it's like every opportunity here in Kentucky, there's a racist cartoon, it was basically a cartoon about, fraternities bidding on a black guy like he was a slave at an auction, trying to get him to join their fraternity, and now somebody's put the N-word on somebody's dorm door. I mean, just on and on, that whole Genesis 6 thing, and they're just turning up this race riot heat every direction they can. And I think local people that have stuck their neck out on the line need support from everybody. They need to get off the sidelines and start supporting the efforts of folks to try to raise the level of ignorance.
Well, Mike, now you know why Ted has been speaking about the danger of having a federal so-called hate law and why it can be used very selectively in prosecutions across America. Okay, thank you for your call.
Yes,
Ted, thank you. Any final thoughts quickly?
No, I just consider this a badge of honor. I believe the time has come to actually get the ADL out on the open field of battle and get this thing settled once and for all.
I got a feeling that you'll be talking about the ADL some more, huh?
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Thank you. Thanks for being our guest, and we'll talk again. God bless. Okay, Ted. And that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Now I can get a little bit of rest over the weekend and come back strong. Monday night, 9 o'clock Central, we have booked on our guest, as I mentioned once before, Alan Keyes. Let's see if he shows up and takes some questions from you. And we'll be back for the rest of the week, Lord willing. Pray for America. Pray for our people and RBN, by all means. Good night, everyone. With recent